Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Trump criminal trial jury seated.
7 men and 5 women.
House Speaker to bring foreign aid bills to floor.
I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing.
U.S. announces new sanctions on Iran.
What we're trying to do is prevent this conflict from really getting out of hand.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A jury is seated in former President Trump's Manhattan criminal trial involving alleged hush money payments and the falsifying of business records. CBS's Alice Gaynor outside the courthouse in Manhattan.
They have now selected 12 jurors and at least one alternate. They're aiming to pick 6 alternates altogether. They'll resume tomorrow because court has adjourned for the day. As for the jobs, the occupations of these jurors who were selected this afternoon, they range from security engineer to physical therapist, speech therapist, and investment banker.
Trump saying on his way out of the courthouse today.
I'm supposed to be in a lot of different places campaigning, but I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson, despite facing opposition from members of his own party, says he plans to bring multiple foreign aid bills to the floor for a vote this weekend. It includes aid for Ukraine.
I'm going to allow an opportunity for every single member of the House to vote their conscience and their will on this. And I think that's the way this institution is supposed to work. And I'm willing to take personal risk for that because we have to do the right thing and history will judge us.
CBS's Olivia Gazis at the G7 summit in Italy says Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Ukraine's foreign minister today.
Both he and Blinken stressed the importance and the urgency of the U.S. Congress finally passing that $60 billion supplemental that has been stuck for more than 6 months.
The U.S. and U.K. slapped new sanctions on Iran and its drone production just days after its drone and missile attack on Israel. Lawrence Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, says the sanctions show the U.S.'s support for Israel.
I think it probably will have an effect in the sense that saying they won't be alone and they maybe don't have to do anything as forceful as they might have liked to do it.
Police arrest pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University, including Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter. It comes a day after the school's president testified before Congress about anti-Semitism on campus. CBS News New York's Doug Williams.
NYPD officers in riot gear began walking down to 114th Street and Broadway. They then closed the street. 7 police correctional buses made their way in. It was during that time that we now know the NYPD was removing students from that encampment.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street. The Dow up 22 points, NASDAQ down 82. Now this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
President Biden receives the endorsement of the Kennedy family during a campaign event in Philadelphia. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Kerry Kennedy made the announcement.
The best way forward for America is to reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to 4 more years.
The daughter of the late Senator and Attorney General Bobby Kennedy did so, even though her own brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is running as an independent. Joe Biden, she said, represents the best values of the Kennedy family, to which Biden responded.
It's an incredible honor to receive the endorsement of your family, and it means so much to me.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
That hit, Ramblin' Man, was written by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dickie Betts. His manager says the guitar legend and Allman Brothers Band co-founder has died at his Osprey, Florida home after a battle with cancer. He was 80. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Workers in Missouri cut into a fiber line, knocking out 911 service last night for agencies in Texas, Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota. According to Sioux Falls, South Dakota Mayor Paul Tenhagen,
our preparations and our ability to adapt to what happened last night quickly ensured that our public safety services, they continued to be delivered throughout that outage.
Nearly 6 months after the deadliest shooting in state history, Maine lawmakers approved sweeping gun legislation.
One measure requires that confiscated guns used in crimes be destroyed. Republican State Representative David Hagan.
Why destroy them when they can be repurposed as valuable revenue, which is helpful to Mainers? This legislation assumes all firearms are evil.
Democratic State Representative Amy Kuhn.
We can reduce the likelihood that gun used in crimes can be used to commit additional crimes.
A shooting by an Army reservist Lewiston, Maine, last October, left 18 people dead and wounded 13. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Swifties are out for bad blood. CBS's Monica Ricks explains.
Oh my God, I do have all 17 songs to the Tortured Poets Department sitting on my phone right now.
Taylor Swift fans are upset over alleged leaks of her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It's not supposed to be out for another few hours, midnight Eastern, but snippets are spreading on social media. Are they real? Who knows? But they were reportedly stolen from a Google Drive link. Tempting as it is, though, some Swifties are urging people not to listen.
If Taylor didn't want me to listen until the 19th, then I'm not listening until the 19th.
Either way, they won't have to wait too long for the real thing.
Guys, you can do it. Stay strong.
Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Trader Joe's has pulled Infinite Herbs branded basil from its shelves in 29 states after a salmonella outbreak leaves at least 12 people sick. CDC says the organic basil was sold in 2.5-ounce plastic containers. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.